Hi there, everybody. Great to be with you guys in Kingdom Faith Southwest. Big, big thank you to Pastors Judith and Andrea for inviting me to be part of your meeting this morning. I know I can't see you and you can see me, but it is great to be with you guys. There's so much going on at the moment, just in the world, in society and in our nation. There is one voice amongst all the noise that is going on that we really want to hear and we really want to know. So that in all this time that is so unprecedented, that we can clearly know where we are in relation to God and what He's saying, so that we can live our lives in the midst of all the turmoil in the way that He wants us to. And so this message is called The Voice in the Noise, and if you want a little subtitle, it's Order in the Chaos. And we know that at this time there are so many voices out there speaking about so many different things, whether it's about the virus and all the vaccines, whether it is about so many conspiracy theories out there as to what's going on, whether it is about what's been happening in America and all the prophetic words relating around that, and just what's happening in our own nation in terms of just some of the mental health issues, the needs in people's lives, the NHS just being stretched, the state of our economy, and all the questions that people are asking of where is this going and what is actually happening at this time. And it's so important that in the midst of all of this that we hear the one voice that is so important in all of the noise. Now, I've got a question for you this morning to ask you. Who has the mic? Who has the microphone in your life at this time? Because whoever has the mic has a voice into your life at this time. And I know for me, in the midst of this scenario, I obviously watch the news just to hear what is going on and keep updated on a few other things. But the microphone in my life, the person I want to give that to the most is the Lord, is God, is Jesus, is the Holy Spirit. I want Him to have the mic so that He can speak to me, I can hear His voice, and then everything else around then is filtered through the voice of what God is saying, through His word and what He is saying to me, rather than me filtering the voice of God through everything else that is taking place. So we want to be people who we hear God's voice and we know God's voice in the midst of everything happening. And we know there are many, many voices. Social media is pumping out stuff. The news. It might be a particular person you like listening to, a preacher or a prophet. It could be a YouTube channel. It could be all sorts of things that you might be giving the microphone to. But we want to give it to the one who never changes, who is not moved by the circumstances or the situations, who stays the same through it all. He is our stability and He is our anchor, so that we are rooted and held fast in Him. So there's a scripture in 1 Kings 3 verse 9 that I'm praying every morning when I get up at the morning. I encourage you to pray this every day. It's in the context when Solomon became king and God said to him, what's one thing that you want me to give you? One thing that you want me to do for you? And this was his reply. It was absolutely brilliant. He said this: give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and distinguish between right and wrong. Because Solomon realized, he said, I don't know how to lead these people, but you do, God. And what I want is a heart of discernment to know what is right and what is wrong. And that's something I'm doing every day at this moment. I'm saying, Father, in amongst all the noise, all the voices, everything that's going on out there, I want to know your voice. Would you just continue daily to give me a heart of discernment to be able to distinguish in amongst all the things being said what you are saying and how you want to lead me daily at this time? And one of the things that we know at this moment, so many people are full of fear and anxiety, but there's something so powerful in the word that says here in 1 John 4 verse 18, the Bible says here, there is no fear in love. Perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. Now, when God speaks, because he is love, he will always speak with love. Even when God has something strong to say, even when he might need to correct us or even rebuke us at times, he does that in love. Other times he encourages and builds us up and everything. Why? Because he loves us, because he is love. So when God speaks, he always speaks in love and with love. So when he speaks, there is no fear that comes with God's love. So one of the ways that can help us begin to discern what is of God and what isn't of God is when you're listening to things, when you're hearing things, what does it cause? Does it cause anxiety and fear and trouble to begin to rise up in you and you begin to get a bit disconcerted with what's happening and what's going on? I'm afraid and we could even begin to get paranoid about some things. And when that's going on, we know it's like, hang on a minute. Where is God's voice in that? Because when God speaks, it brings peace. When God speaks, there's a stability to it. When God speaks, there's a security that comes with his voice and an assurance that even though circumstances might be challenging, times might be unprecedented that we live in, when God speaks into the midst of that, when he speaks into our lives, in the midst of all the storm and all the noise, there can be an assurance, a peace, a rest, where we're not in fear, we're not in anxiety. So that's one of the ways we can begin to at least know that God is speaking, because perfect love casts out all fear. When God speaks, fear cannot take root in our life because he speaks in love and that deals with any fear and anxiety. So God wants to speak into our lives personally. God speaks into a church, into the church. He speaks to it. And what is he saying? To a church and to the church. But also God wants to speak to the nation. But how does he do that? He speaks to the nation through the church. And God speaks into people's lives in that way. So it's interesting when we read about Jesus and how did he approach the day and the time when he came to earth. Interesting phrase I've got here for you. It says, Jesus didn't come and address all the political issues of the day. He came and addressed the issue of the human heart. So there might be things going on around us in society. There might be laws that are even trying to be made that challenge our Christian faith and the freedom that we might be able to express that in the days ahead. And often we think, right, we've got to make sure these laws aren't changed, that these things don't happen. And of course, we want to advocate for Christianity. We want to stand up for what we believe, okay? But just by changing a law doesn't necessarily then change how people behave. Because when Jesus came, he came and addressed the issue of the human heart. When there's a heart change, when something happens in response to God and what he does in someone's life, when somebody comes to know Jesus Christ, they surrender their life to him, they yield to him, they are born again, and he deals with that old heart, hard heart, and he removes that and puts a heart of flesh in there, a heart of knowing him, something changes on the inside of a person. Therefore, their thinking changes, their behavior changes, how they speak changes, what they believe changes. And so... How God wants us to be in the nation or to our town or to our community is not just to come and say, well, this isn't right, this needs to change. We come with the message of the gospel, with the truth of who Jesus Christ is, because when there's a heart change, people change, and therefore things then change. And when we multiply that up and scale that up in a way that we are believing for in the days that we're alive, that we live in a move of God, a move of the Spirit that is unprecedented in anything we've read and heard of before, as we see the Holy Spirit released in the days that we are alive, and how many believe that we see the Spirit of God released in the days that we're alive in to that degree and that measure, then we will see change in our communities, our town, region, nation, in society, in the culture, because so many hearts and lives are being changed that things then begin to change. So in the midst of all of that, we want to hear God's voice. We want to know his voice. Now, I want to just show you a little video clip. And I love this. It's brilliant. And then we're going to look at a couple of scriptures. Let's just have a look at this video clip right now.
One more time.
Oh, what is it?
Wow, don't you love that clip? I love that. In all the noise of the three people at the beginning that tried to get the attention of the sheep weren't even interested. They didn't even lift their heads. They couldn't even get the attention of the sheep. Even though there were other people behind them laughing and making a noise, they couldn't get the attention of the sheep. But then when the shepherd came to the fence and began to call out to the sheep, they stopped doing what they were doing. Suddenly it's like, hey, there's the voice of the shepherd. Then they lifted their heads up and it's like, where is he? Then they looked over to where he was and then they began to move towards him. And I think that is so, so powerful. An example of what we're speaking about this morning today, that in the midst of all of the noise that can be going on around us, when we spend time with the shepherd in the way that the sheep had obviously spent time with the shepherd to know his voice and distinguish his voice in the midst of any other voice. They knew when he was speaking and then moved towards him. In John 10 verse 14 and 17, it says this, Jesus says this, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Verse 27, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. There are so many voices at the moment that want to get our attention that we follow that voice or follow that opinion or follow whatever it is that's going on out there. And in the midst of that, Jesus doesn't have to speak really loudly, because as we spend time with him, we begin to learn to know his voice because we're learning to know him. And so how do we hear the voice of God? How do we hear the shepherd? We're going to look at two things really simply this morning. One is the Holy Spirit and the second is the Bible. And so in John 14 verses 16 and 17, and in this chapter of John, Jesus is preparing the disciples. He's teaching them and preparing them for the time that he is not going to be with them any longer. And he's preparing them for the time and explaining who the Holy Spirit is. And when the Holy Spirit is sent by his Father into their lives, that the Holy Spirit was then going to do a number of things. Let's have a look at John 14, verses 16 and 17. It says here, Jesus says to them, I will ask the Father and he will give you another counselor to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because neither sees him or knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Now, we're the other side, obviously, of the cross. We're the other side of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was sent. So that last little part of the verse is, for he lives with you and now he is in us. So Jesus says here, he will give you a counselor. So when you go to a counselor, what do you do? You're asking the counselor, I need some help. I need some wisdom. I need some instruction. Would you help me? And the counselor gives us some wisdom, some advice in terms of how to navigate the situation that we're in. So the Holy Spirit is given to help us navigate, to lead and guide us. And it says here that he is the Spirit of truth. Now, who is the truth? Jesus is the way, the truth and the life. So the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. He's the Spirit of Jesus. And so the Spirit will of God will only lead us and guide us into the truth. The Holy Spirit will never lead you into something else that is not in the Word, that is not of the truth, so that we do not get deceived. The Holy Spirit will lead and guide us in the ways that He wants to take us. Then in verse 26 and 27 of John 14, it says, then Jesus continues, but the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. So what does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit reminds us and brings us to the Word. So whenever God speaks to us, okay, by His Spirit, the Holy Spirit will always take us to the Word, okay? And that's why it's important that we learn to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, because when He speaks, He's not going to just tell you this, that, and the other that is not connected and rooted into the Word. So He's our Counselor. He's the Spirit of truth. He leads and guides us into all the truth. Then verse 27, what does Jesus say? As a result of the Holy Spirit being given to them, being released into their lives, what does He say? He says, peace I leave with you, peace I give to you. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of peace. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. When we just feed on what the world is doing and saying, and some of that can even be from within the Christian world, the amount of voices and prophetic words and so many things that are out there at the moment that are being spoken, okay? Jesus says, I do not give as the world gives. I don't leave you in anxiety. I don't leave you in fear. I don't leave you in trouble. What He says here is peace. Be still. Rest. Know that I'm in charge. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. Jesus says to us, don't worry about tomorrow because today has enough worries of itself. So he says, live day by day. Trust me, if God wants us to know something for tomorrow, next week, next month, next year, He will speak to us about that and let us know what we need to know, when we need to know it. So as we cultivate relationship with God, fundamentally, a relationship with God is a relationship of trust. Do I trust you, Father, with my life? Do I trust you day by day? Do I trust you with tomorrow, with next week, next month? Do I trust you that you will let me know what I need to know when I need to know it? If we believe that God is in charge of our lives are in His hand and He has the best for us. He knows how to lead us. He knows what we need to know when we need to know it. So the Holy Spirit is in us to lead and guide us in the truth, to lead us to the Word. So let's get to the Word then, the Bible. I want to encourage us every time we read the Word, okay? Let's invite the living Word, Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. Let's invite the living Word to speak to us through the written Word. Now, I just want to encourage you, if you're struggling to hear God's voice in your life, and I'm sure sometimes you've had conversations with other believers, and I know people have asked me at this time with hearing God's voice, I don't know what He's saying to me at the moment. And one of the first questions I ask them is, okay, what are you reading in the Bible at the moment? Are you reading the Word? And most of the time, when people are struggling to hear God's voice, their answer to that question is, I'm not really reading the Word at the moment. I don't know. It's kind of a bit dry, but I'm not sure what to read. And what I say to people is, look, if you're not reading the Word, if you're not spending time asking the Holy Spirit to speak to you through the Word and bring this Word alive to you, and you're not learning to hear God's voice like that, you're going to struggle to hear the voice of God generally, because God has given us His Word to speak to us, and the Holy Spirit wants to help us know what God is saying to us through the Word, okay? So the Word is Jesus Himself speaking into our lives in an active way, okay? And so we want to approach the Word not just as a daily reading guide. I know many Christians like read through the Bible in a year, or they might be doing a reading plan of some sort. That's absolutely brilliant that we're doing that. But the danger of that sometimes is that we read 3 chapters, 4 chapters, and we tick the box and say, great, I've done my bit for the day. And sometimes I think, wow, okay, it's better to read half a dozen verses of the Bible and you meditate on those, give God some space to speak to you, and then you begin to maybe write down what you believe God is showing you and saying to you, what begins to come alive, if you like, off the page of the Bible as the Holy Spirit speaks to you, and you begin just to jot down, wow, I've never seen that before, that was so powerful, and you write the verse out in your journal, and you maybe write down one or two thoughts that the Holy Spirit seems to be saying to you, and you begin to kind of learn to hear God's voice in that way, and begin to grow an intimacy with God's voice, and learn to discern, this is the shepherd speaking to me amongst all the other voices that are going on at this time. So I want to encourage you, you know, when God speaks to you, you know, through the word, by his spirit, okay, because he's the spirit of truth, he'll lead you and guide you into the truth. What you find when you're reading the word like that, something begins to go off on the inside of you. There might be like a, wow, yeah, wow, I've never seen that before. Or, wow, Jesus, thank you so much. That's so powerful. Oh, Father, thank you. And it's like, it might just be one line, one verse, one thing. But that's all God needs sometimes to speak right into our lives in the way that he knows that we need. So don't necessarily think, oh, I've got to read more of the Bible. Maybe you need to approach the Bible in a fresh way. And you get the word, you get the Bible. And for me, I do this every morning. I find it's the best to start the day with the word, because before anything else is happening in the day, I want to locate myself. I want to start the day saying, Father, the first part of this day is yours. I don't want to be full of emails and other things yet, and people's texting, and what about this, what about the other. I want to start the day before the day gets going and say, Father, the first part is yours, because you're Lord of my life, and I want to sow the first part to you. And if I sow the first part to you, I thank you that the rest is going to be blessed. And so in that time, I always spend some time reading the word, and it might be more, it might be less. It all depends what I'm reading. And if there's a particular subject that I'm reading around and going to different scriptures, I might take a bit more time as I'm doing this and jotting some things down. But I want to make space for God to speak. I'm more concerned in my time with him about hearing his voice and saying, yes, Father, thank you for what you're saying. That's so encouraging. And sometimes it might be, Father, thank you spoke to me because I realized I had some wrong thinking there and I needed to realign my thinking with you. So, Father, I yield my thoughts to you. I yield that train of thought that you've just shown me through your word was not quite right. And that's why I've been thinking in a wrong way, or even feeling and living on by my emotions in a certain way, because I haven't really understood your word in the way you've wanted me to. So, Father, thank you for that correction. That's so, so good. And I've just jotted some things down in relation to that. And so I start the day like that because I want God to speak to me. And I think sometimes when we spend time with the Lord, we spend more time talking to him than allowing him to talk to us. So let's give him more space to speak to us, because he's always got things he wants to say into our lives. Okay. So just as you spend time reading the word, allow the Holy Spirit to bring the Bible alive to you in a fresh way. And what begins to happen is you begin to learn to hear God's voice. Especially, I would encourage you, get a journal and every day write some things down. It might be one or two sentences. It might be a paragraph, it might be a page, it might be a couple of pages. As you begin to learn and hear God's voice, you begin to jot things down. It might not be that every single word you write down, say, well, is that the Lord? Is that the Lord? Is that okay? When you've written it down, read it. And when you read it, you'll get the gist of what God is saying to you. And as you begin to cultivate that, you'll begin to hear more specifically what he's saying. And also that helps to cultivate a discernment of what he's saying, and a discernment about situations, because you're learning to hear the voice of God in your life. Okay. So that's through the word. There's some quick things there about how to read the word and ask the Holy Spirit to bring it alive. So another way that God speaks to us is through our thoughts. In our mind, okay? And it is connected with the Word and the Holy Spirit. And this is where Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 is so brilliant, what Paul the Apostle writes. He says here, therefore, verse 1, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. This is so important, because what is he basically saying? He's saying, hey guys, yield everything to the Lord. Yield your body, yield your mind, your emotions, your heart. Yield to him, surrender to him everything. This is holy and pleasing to the Lord. Offer yourself the way you live as a living sacrifice. Then it's connected with verse 2, okay? Then what does he say? As a result of yielding yourself to God. Why? Because we want to live in relationship with him. We want to serve him and honor him. Then he says, do not then conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing and perfect will. So Paul understood that we are transformed by the renewing of our mind. How do we get our mind renewed? We get our mind renewed by spending time reading the Word. What does the Bible say? What does the Bible say about me in relation to God? What does it say about God in relation to me? What is God saying to me? What is he speaking? And then we're yielding our thinking, our understanding, all the voices and the noise out there. We're even yielding all of that and silencing all of that before the Lord, saying, Father, in that, I thank you that you've given me the mind of Christ already, because I'm in Christ, and now I want to learn to live more with the mind of Christ. So I thank you that you continue to renew me and help me to live in the power of the truth as you continue to renew my mind and my thinking to be in line with yours, so that I think like you, I then speak like you, and then I act as if I am you in that way, because I'm in Christ and I've got Christ in me. Okay. And so the Holy Spirit takes hold of the Word and helps to transform us as he brings revelation of the Word. And what you find, as we said earlier, is you find you're getting this yes and amen rise up in you because of what the Holy Spirit is saying. As you spend time listening, you learn to recognize God's voice when he's speaking, and also when it's not his voice. It might just be your own thoughts or somebody else's good ideas, okay? Just remember, the Holy Spirit is never going to contradict anything that is in the Word. And when he speaks, he will always take us to the Word, okay? So God might say something to you and you're like, well, where's that in the Word? But then quite often God can give you a scripture that then speaks to you and you go, right, okay, that is amazing. That's brilliant in terms of what he says. Get a notebook and jot the things down that God is saying to you. Keep a track record, a journal, if you like. And this is what I do. Every few days, I go back and I just read over the last few days what God has been saying to me. And what you'll see is there's a thread all the way through of what God's saying to you. Because if you don't know what God is saying to you in your life at this time, then somebody else's voice will have more impact on you than God's voice. So you want to make sure you know, what is God saying to me? What are you reading in the Word at the moment? What book of the Bible, or what subject, if you like, are you reading about? What is it God saying to you at the moment? What's he doing in your life? Because if we're not aiming at something, if we're aimless, we're not going to hit anything. If we're not listening to God and hearing what he's saying, we're not allowing that fresh faith to rise up in us, to believe this is what he's saying, this is what he's doing in me. Oh, and then we're not growing either then in relationship with God, because we're living more of a hit and miss life in our lives. So I want to encourage you, set aside time every day. Make time to cultivate this relationship of habitation with God. Take time to read some of the Word every day and ask, before you start reading the Word, just say, Holy Spirit, I want to come to your Word prayerfully. I want to yield all my own thoughts and everything else at the moment. And I surrender to you. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you would speak to me and bring the Word alive. And you would work this, your Word in me today. And have your notebook ready. And as you read and as you get revelation, as God speaks, jot it down and do a little bit of work with the Lord in your life as you spend time with him. Let that become a habit. So it becomes a habit to hear his voice, a habit to spend time with him. So let's learn to hear at this time his voice in the noise, so that there is order in our lives in the chaos of what is going on out there. And then we can help to bring God's order and understanding into other people's lives where they might need it, because we're learning to hear his voice, being sensitive to his voice, discerning what is of him and what isn't of him. Then when you listen to stuff and you do hear stuff, you'll get a witness in your spirit. No, I'm not going near that. Or no, I don't know. Or you might get a, yeah, wow, that God's in that. He's speaking in that way. But don't go to YouTube for your latest revelation. Don't go to somebody's social media post for your latest revelation. Go to the Lord. Go to the Word. Go to the Holy Spirit and let him be your revelation. Then everything else you hear, you can filter through that and discern through his voice in your life. Let's just pray together. Father, we thank you that you want the best for us. We thank you that you want to lead and guide us in this time. You don't want us to be thrashing around aimlessly, not knowing where we're going or what we're doing. Holy Spirit, I thank you that you are the voice in the noise. And I just ask you that you would enable us in a fresh way as we spend time with you every day, cultivating relationship with you. We would hear your voice both through your word and directly you speaking to us. I thank you enable us to discern, even in our own thoughts, what is of you and what is just us. Holy Spirit, grace us to cultivate hearing your voice in a fresh way, that we'll be quick to listen and slow to speak, to give you the space to do what you want to say and do in our lives. And so, Father, we exalt you, we praise you, we magnify you over our own lives, over our families, our households, over the church here in Taunton. We just exalt you, Father, over this region. We thank you, we exalt you over this nation. We thank you that you're in charge. We thank you that you bring order in the chaos and that you would work in us and through us, with our friends and family around us that don't know you at this point, that we would be a light to them. We'd be an encouragement to them. We'd bring life to them because we're living in this living water, this rushing living water of who you are in our lives. We'd be able to come through our lives with wisdom, with love, with compassion, with mercy when it's needed and grace when it's needed. And we thank you that you lead us day by day in all that you're doing in us personally and as a church in this town, in this region. We thank you, Lord. We praise your mighty name. Amen. Amen. Well, guys, it's been so good to be with you this morning. Thanks so much again, Pastors Judith and Andrea, for the invitation. We love you guys. Pastor Connor and Caroline send you guys, all of you in Taunton and the area, their greetings and their love, and big love from Jane, my wife, as well. Hopefully we'll all be able to be together soon at some point in person. Until that, be really, really blessed.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Kingdom Faith Southwest. For further information, log on to kingdomfaithsw.com.